is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
Hi friends, this is Steve Shah, owner of Nature's Pavilion. We are a family-owned and operated natural food market and nutritional store for 15 years, located at 564 Route 23 North, in Pompton Plains, New Jersey. We offer complimentary one-on-one customer support and advice to educate our guests with the health benefits of organic diets, green living, and proper supplementation for all your family's health and diet needs. This is the place where health-conscious consumers shop and doctors recommend. We also feature New Jersey's largest gluten-free product offerings. We are adding hundreds of new products every week. Visit us online at naturespavilion.net or call us at 973-831-5804. Hope to see you soon.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. On today's show, I have a very special guest. Her name is Karen Kabaki-Sisto, and she has over 20 years primarily helping children with autism. And she has some great information to share with us today on some of the teaching methods she's been doing around the community for improving social language. So I'd like to welcome to the program, Karen Sisto.
Hi, Paul. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
It's great to have you on today. We're very excited about the works you've been doing in the community, and the results you've been getting has been remarkable.
Well, I'm passionate about bringing kids with autism closer together with their parents, teachers, friends, everyone they meet to build closer relationships. And, of course, that's through communication.
Yes, absolutely. It's one of the most important things.
Mm-hmm.
So, Karen, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started in working with behavior analysis and language.
Well, I'm a speech-language pathologist, and I also have experience with applied behavior analysis, which is ABA. I love to talk, as anybody who knows me will tell you. And when I found that there are children and people, adults, who can't talk and have difficulty with communication, I was hooked. And I realized that conversation and communication, overall communication, is really the way that we build closer relationships and bonds. And, you know, how can we do that? How can we, if a person has special needs, autism, developmental delays, developmental disorders, how can they do that? We need a way to help them, you know, navigate through the social world. So this was like the perfect job for me.
You know, what was your interest in being a speech pathologist? What drew you to that, really, I guess?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's funny. I like to talk, so I was like, oh, there's something that I could talk, speech. And I really didn't even know what autism was when I started. I really didn't even know what a speech therapist did. But I slowly, was learning as I was, I shouldn't say slowly, I quickly learned about autism, actually straight away when I first started. But I was slowly learning what speech language pathology was. And because I was already involved with applied behavior analysis when I started college, it was like the perfect mix for me. I began to see how these kids, how they were thinking, and I started thinking the way they were thinking, which is different than the way we think and communicate. And I wanted to bridge that gap. And I found a method, the ICANN method, for how to do that. How can we help these children and adults better be able to understand body language, understand what we're thinking and feeling, emotions, the social situation, those unwritten social rules of conversation. You know, we don't come with a list of rules, stand this far away from the speaker, smile now. You know, it was very interesting to see how the method in which to build that, to bridge that gap was just amazing over my years of experience to see it really come to life and the children really, oh my goodness, appreciate communication and oh my goodness, this is how we do it. Like I had one child stare at my mouth and want to like know what was coming out, you know? Like he was thinking, oh, this is how I do it. You're teaching me. And he actually told his mom, you know, I'm so happy that Karen is teaching me how to talk. So, you know, that just warmed my heart. And I was like, this is what I need to do. This is my mission.
That's amazing. I mean, it really is. It's an amazing thing when you can have that kind of an impact on someone's life. And, you know, it's like their face is the discovery of that.
Yes.
And, you know, and people, you may not know Karen, but my son is nonverbal. And so I can empathize with a lot of parents, obviously, of trying to get them to say words and put words together. And you can see when I'm speaking to him, he's watching my mouth. He's watching my lips. He tries to move his lips and emulating sounds. But a lot of times nothing comes out.
Right.
You know, and one of the things I wanted to mention is that, you know, obviously when you first started doing therapy and stuff, now we have so much technology.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about how you've discovered technology and how you've been able to use it to really become more successful with communication.
That's a great question. You know, I started this idea for the ICANN method over 10 years ago. It started with like simple paper and pencil. I had an artist friend of mine come over and like draw sketches and cutting and pasting speech bubbles into the mouths of the conversational partners in the scene, like over 10 years ago. And that's how my method started to develop. And I was taking data and, you know, probing the kids and asking them questions to see, like I said, how they're thinking about what I'm presenting. And I thought my method would be like in a workbook. But then luckily, you know, we're so fortunate now to live in the digital age. You know, PowerPoint came about, and I had real people, you know, posing in pictures, doing the same things that my artist friend had sketched out for me. And I saw that the kids were drawn much more toward the computer and real-life pictures. And they were just fascinated with, you know, being able to use the computer to interact. And then, of course, it went to having a short video. Again, video modeling, one of the evidence-based methods for teaching children with autism. It was like they were so engaged. And then when the iPad came along, I said, yeah, I have to make this into an iPad app. So because it's portable, it's lightweight, the iPad, portable, lightweight, and it's been proven, research has shown that people with autism learn much better through digital means, even when compared to real-life scenarios. I think it has to do with the fact that they can predict what's going to happen on an iPad or on a computer more than in real life. They can go back, they can pause, they can repeat, they can interact better. It's something that's self-contained and they can control it. So this is just like perfect for me, for my method.
Yeah, no, you know, it is quite remarkable when you think about it, because you just mentioned a key word in control. I think that has a lot to do with it. Is, you know, they love these iPads. They're so drawn to them because with the touch of their finger, they can change and move things around very easily.
Right, that's their microcosm that they can control. And the macrocosm in, you know, real life situations, it's very hard. You know, things are chaotic. You know, where's the order? Where's the organization? But we find that they can generalize what they learn from this smaller world, the little, you know, the microcosm on their iPad or their digital device, to the real world because they've had success using the digital means of learning. So when I was so happy that I had this technology because I could seamlessly go through conversation. What's interesting about the ICANN method is that I take the kids through what happens before a conversation, during a conversation, and after a conversation. So my app sets my method, which is embodied within the iPad app, I can have conversations with you, sets up the learners to learn using video modeling, as we had just discussed, audio clips, positive reinforcement, and role play. They get to hear their voice recorded back to them on the iPad. Another great thing about technology, right? They can actually pretend to be the characters in the conversation. So it starts off with a short video of setting up what's going to happen in this conversation. Again, video modeling, they love it. They love to watch all of the dynamics of the social situation. And I get them to understand what happens even before any of us speak. That's something I think that gets lost with other teaching methods. It's like we just want to go right to the conversation, right to talking. But there is so much that happens beforehand that these kids are not prepared for. Like, who are the partners? What's their relationship? Where are they? What do they want? What is their intention? Why? And then when they actually have the conversation, during the conversation, I call it the conversational connectors part, I connect parts of conversation, the segments of conversation, again, using evidence-based teaching methods of ABA that are, you know, structured, repetitive, and reinforcing, to connect these pieces of the conversation together with words that relate correctly. That's a big one because kids with autism, as we know, when they're verbal, oftentimes those words don't match. They're irrelevant or they're off on a tangent. They're not hitting the target, but that's because maybe they didn't know what came before they actually went to speak. That's why I make sure they understand before, during, and then after. In the post-conversation concepts, I make sure that the learners really understand what they just learned in this conversation by summarizing and reconfirming the main idea, or, you know, like the gist of the conversation that they just experienced. So we make sure to target vocabulary, grammar, figures of speech, logic, problem solving, you know, like nicknames. That's another big one. Like in the conversation, there's a grandfather and he calls his granddaughter Sweetie. No, my name is not Sweetie. You know, it's Sarah. So making sure that they understood the full flow of the conversation. And the only way to do that is, again, through technology.
Now, one of the things, can you use this technology with any child at any age, or is there a specific age bracket that you work with?
So for the I Can Have Conversations With You, I'm suggesting that it be used by people who are 6 years old and up, you know, 6 to 96, who can read and who speak in sentences. And the reason I say that 6, so that they can read and so that they have some you know, background knowledge and experience with communication. And the reason that it can go up to any age is because it doesn't matter what the age of the person with autism or the learning disability is, because we all have to communicate with people of every age. You know, for example, a teenager with autism, not only does he have to communicate with kids his own age, but he has to now, if he's going to communicate with his baby brother or, you know, younger sister, he has to now change his mindset, or what's called theory of mind. He has to develop a theory of the way the younger child's mind is thinking and feeling. So he's going to have to adjust his words and adjust his thinking for the younger kid, as well as, you know, likewise with dealing with somebody in authority or somebody older than him. So this is why my method and my app, unlike others, is not a prescribed set of, okay, here's what you say it. You really, it's like an approach to it's an approach to conversation. How can I approach, I'm giving the learner a new way to approach conversation so that they can communicate in any social situation with anyone.
That's great. You know, I got a question for you, Karen.
Sure.
You know, for parents that are at home and they're saying, well, can I get this app and use it at home? Is it something they can do on their own or that has to be used with a therapist? Or I guess that's what I'm trying to get at.
Right. No, 100%. Another great question. I designed this app, I Can Have Conversations With You, specifically exactly for just what you asked. I wanted to be able to, for kids right in their living rooms to have access to my method, you know, no matter where they are, in any, you know, state. And actually different countries have used my app as well, you know, United States as well as outside the United States. So as soon as the parent downloads the conversation for the child, he can begin or she can begin right away. There's no the instructions are like very brief and they're right on the screen, and you there's no setup, there's no complication. I'm a very uncomplicated person. I like things to be 1, 2, 3. I touch it, I open it up, there you go, boom, it's there. And I wanted it to be very user friendly. None of this like sometimes I look at these teaching methods or products and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so many directions and I don't know what to do. No, none of that. The kid can do it on his or her own. There's one version for the child to use at home, and there's another version that I made upon request. I was getting requests from lots of educators and therapists out there, hey, this app is great, but we want to use it with more than one user. So I actually, due to their request, I made a professional's edition as well for educators and therapists that more than one child can use. So there's two versions of it, one for at-home use and one for professionals use.
Now, let me ask you this. From a professional standpoint, how has it been received and some of the feedback you're getting from your professionals out there?
Right. Well, like I said, I'm open to, on my website, www.icanforautism.com, icanforautism.com. I have a lot of helpful tips and videos and articles for the public as well as parents and teachers to advocate for people with autism. And through that, I've been receiving, you know, lots of emails. Like I said, one of the requests was to have a professional's version, and I listened to that. I've had parents which these kind of things really say to me, oh my goodness, like, you know, I want to continue to do this. I want to continue to listen to people's needs. I had a parent say to me, oh, you know, my child never really expressed empathy. And one day, his sister was lying on the couch, and he turned to her and he said, because she didn't feel good, and he said to her, oh no, you're sick. You'll feel better tomorrow. Here, take this blanket, you know? And which, you know, the parent, like, was so surprised and so happy because he had never done that before. And after using my method, you know, he was able to express empathy because he knew how his sister was feeling. He understood how she was feeling, how she was thinking, and what he could do with his words to remedy that situation. So that was just, this is why I'm doing this.
That's awesome. No, that's great. And actually, that's what I was going to ask you, if you can share a couple great success stories with this program that you've had.
Well, there's another interesting example. I've been working with she's about 12 years old, and I've been working with her on my method for a while. And when I had first met her, maybe like 2 years ago, she would never, like when I came to the door, she would just take the iPad, run, you know, the door would slam in my face, never say hi, never like, you know, walk me through her house with hospitality. We were talking about those unwritten social rules before, like rule, hospitality. We want to welcome our guests. So we open the door, we wait for them to enter, we walk. I mean, there are so many different rules. Like, how do you teach this? Well, through my method, she was learning to think the way others think. As I said, I put myself in the child with autism's position, well, now they're putting themselves in our position. Now, she has been for some time now, at least, you know, over a year now, opening the door. Hi, Karen, how are you? It's usually really hot out, so she offers me some water or ice cream. She walks me through her house. What are we going to do today? What did you bring? You know, and also now, recently, her mother and I just noticed that she's now doing the same thing upon leaving. She would usually only do this upon when I entered, and her mother would have to cue her, Karen's leaving, say goodbye. Now she's doing that all on her own very recently, and, you know, again, nobody taught her that directly. You know, she wants to from within herself because she's feeling a closer connection to me. As I said before, the point of conversation and communication is to build a stronger bond with one another, not just to convey information like I like spaghetti, I like football. That's really not the point. The point is to get to be a friend, you know, to be friendly, to get to know one another, to have a relationship. So now inside you can see that she really cares for me. Like, where are you going to go after you leave my house? You know, do you want to take some water for the car in a bottle, you know, because it's hot out? So that's amazing, because before she would just run away and, you know, her mother would see me out and that would be it. But now she really has this bond with me.
That's amazing. It's a great story. You know, obviously this product is changing and almost like a revolutionizing the speech therapy, what's out there is available.
Thank you.
By using technology, and what you've created is very different than a lot of the programs I've seen. I had a chance to look at it a little bit. And, you know, a lot of the basic language programs, you know, don't really have all the situational type stuff in the package, and it makes it very unique.
Right. Thank you so much for that, Paul. That's what I strive for. I mean, this is truly my, you know, my life's work. I really want to, because communication is so powerful, it really is the most powerful tool we have at our disposal, but it's the hardest skill. You know, it's the most complex. Language and communication is the most complex, but yet the most powerful. So when we have that power, you know, we can unlock so many doors and just, you know, really enjoy a rich life.
Now, do you do anything with, you know, as far as I know you're from New Jersey, do you do anything with the educational systems in New Jersey as far as like showing them this technology and what's available and how this can help them? Are you able to do that?
Yes, I have done some workshops locally in, you know, public libraries, and one in New York City for parents through an autism association. Again, like I said, it's my passion and it's what I thrive to do is educate and, you know, answer questions and, you know, explain to people what exactly is communication and where's the breakdown. So, and like I said, on my website, icanforautism.com, I write my own articles, I repost others' articles, I have YouTube videos on there and, you know, tips. So,
I mean, this is like one of the most important thing for parents that are listening to this broadcast, Karen, is that, you know, especially like I said, being a parent with a nonverbal child, it's really hard. And what would you say to a parent like me, you know, who's trying to get their child to speak, and how could this help them?
At the moment, I can have conversations with you. Like I said, it's for kids who are six who can speak in sentences and read. But, you know, Paul, like I said, this is something that I work to do every day of my life for the past, you know, over 20 years. I hope one day to make an app for kids who are nonverbal. I mean, I have the idea in my head, and I've, you know, played around with it, and I see that it works. So hopefully one day in the near future I can do that. But I want to say to all the parents out there and the educators, yes, I see how difficult, I know firsthand how difficult it is to every day to teach, you know, your kids with autism and other special needs. And it's amazing how dedicated these parents are and how they work so hard. And I want to just say, keep doing what you're doing, because you're doing it wonderfully. And all of your listeners out there who, you know, they're listening for that purpose, you know, to help their child. And you are your child's best advocate. You are the one who has to be with him or her 24/7. So you're the one who really, you know, it's great when you get that education and you can pass that on to your child.
Well, this has been wonderful, Karen. We really, you know, appreciate you bringing this product to the market that, you know, it's very, like I said, it's a very unique communication therapy tool that you've created. I've never seen anything quite like it. And I'm hoping that people are listening to this and we can get more people using it and seeing how the results, what they can do with it,
right.
Especially
thank
in
so
education.
Much, Paul, for that. Yes, that's my wish.
Well, we're going to put everything on our autismradio.org website. We'll have all the links. We'll have everything on there with the show as well. So anybody that, you know, wants to learn more about it, they'll be able to go on the links and read some of your blogs and read some great information that you have out there from all your works of over 20 years of working as a speech therapist. And, you know, you become the expert for doing that for so long. You become an expert after you're working with kids for so many years to bring this is just, it's remarkable. It's great.
Thank you so much. And like I said, I welcome emails with questions, comments, concerns. You know, feel free to email me on my website.
Absolutely. Well, we want to get this out there, Karen, and well, we just want to thank you for spending some time with us today on the program. And we'll be sure to have everything up on autismradio.org on where they can get their hands on this and try this great app out. Could be a huge difference maker in the community for sure.
Thank you so much for that, Paul. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and it's our pleasure. And we want to thank all our listeners, as always, for the continued support here on the program on Hope Saves the Day. And we'd like to wish everybody a great week. And remember, until next time, everybody, Hope Saves the Day. Good night, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. To show you what I see, what kind of life will I have, what's in store for me. Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world. Like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me, yeah. Then you are right by my side. I will